Welcome to Super Short Storytime, lovers of literature and fans of fiction. I am Eduardo Solis, the author and narrator of the fantastically frank tale that you are about to hear. Like other folks who fashion fiction, inspiration for my stories often comes from real life. This particular tale was inspired by my time spent in the corporate jungle. This story is part of 9 to 5 Lives, a free ebook which can be downloaded from eduardosolis.com. This big business brief bears the title of The Pit of Success. Alan was particularly glad to be at work today. After months of working overtime, finishing projects ahead of schedule, and just a little bit of schmoozing, he had been deemed worthy to be promoted to work in The Pit. The Pit was a special area where the best of the best worked on secret projects that represented the future of the company. As he struggled to hold up a cardboard box that held his personal items, Alan held his badge above the doorknob to the entrance to the pit as he had been told. It was a nondescript door that he had walked by every day without ever thinking about what was inside. A click sounded as the lock released. Alan balanced the box on one hand and used his other one to quickly open the door. He entered the room and closed the door behind him. But for a single light that was above him, the room was completely dark except for some blinking LED lights scattered about. A voice suddenly came from the ceiling. Alan recognized it as belonging to the supervisor that he had conducted a phone interview with the week before. "Leave that box by the door, Mr. Johnson. You will not need those things here," it said. Alan did as he was instructed. He nervously looked around for somebody, but the office appeared to be unoccupied. As his eyes adjusted to the darkness, he saw rows upon rows of cubicles, just like in his previous office.
"Please proceed to your new cubicle, Mr. Johnson,"
the supervisor's voice said. A small light turned on in the room. Alan started to make his way towards the light. As he passed by the other cubicles, he noticed that each one contained an egg-shaped pod just large enough to hold a person. Alan recognized a few of the names on the name tags as former co-workers that had been promoted before him, much to his chagrin.
"You have gone above and beyond your peers in your devotion to this company, Mr. Johnson. You will now become a part of the company as you had desired. Take your seat and join us," the voice said.
Alan peered into the interior of the pod and hesitated. "This isn't what I had in mind. Does everybody have to sit in these things here?" Alan asked, looking up at the ceiling.
"It is necessary to make you part of the company. You are free to return to your previous position if you wish. We can always find somebody else to fill this position,"
the voice answered. Hell no, I work too hard for this, Alan thought. He climbed into the pod. The leather seat within was surprisingly comfortable. He relaxed as he settled into it. Without warning, the pod closed above him. A screen built into the pod's wall lit up, and a keyboard and a trackball slid in front of him from the side. "Well, this is kind of neat," Alan thought as he logged into his terminal and started to work. Alan noticed an odd flicker occasionally coming from the screen. It annoyed him at first, but it eventually became oddly comforting. He continued working and quickly discovered that he could do everything inside the pod, even attend meetings. He only left the pod to go to the bathroom and eat lunch. Hours later, the clock on Alan's computer screen indicated that it was time for the workday to end, but he had no desire to leave. Alan barely overheard his former co-workers leaving through the hallway and thought about his home and family for a moment. But the thought was quickly squelched by the messages that had been delivered to him by the hypnotic series of flashes that he had been subjected to on the screen.
"You are part of the company. There is nothing else. There is work to do," the messages said.
"There is work to do," Alan softly said to nobody as he typed away. A message flashed on his screen. Technicians would be coming in an hour to make him one with the pod so that he would never have to leave it at all. Alan smiled. The end. This company definitely brings new meaning to the term human resource, and this is one future that I hope never comes to pass. This has been Super Short Story Time. Visit EduardoSolis.com for more stories and free ebook downloads. And remember, listeners, always keep that work-life balance.